So what are your feelings towards getting As Fate Decrees published?
I can't wait to actually see it. It's not going to be real until I have it in my hand, and then it's just, this is incredibly exciting. I don't think I've ever been quite this anxious about anything that's happened. It's exciting and it's scary at the same time.
What's scary about it?
Well, hoping it'll be a success. Fearing it won't be. But I think everybody's like that with their first big important book. And this is the first one that's really truly important to me. I know it's not the first one I've had out, but it's the first one that's meant this much to me.
So do you have any hopes for the next few weeks in regards to the targeted audience?
Nothing particular. Like I say, mostly I'm just hoping that people read it and like it. And I don't get letters telling me everything I did wrong. You know, hopefully I'm going to get some letters that tell me that I did a few things right. But I no expectations per se, because I think if I start looking at things in terms of expectations, then it's going to distort whatever success it does have.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be looking for more than what happens, or less than what happens, or just a different kind of thing from what actually does happen. So I'm just trying to relax and let it happen and enjoy it.
How do you think the audience will take your book?
Well, I hope they'll see it just as something that it does what it was meant to do, which is entertain. And I think incorporate the Greek mythology into it so that people maybe will learn a little bit about this wonderful mythology stuff. And really, my primary goal with every book I write is that people enjoy it and are entertained, because ultimately I think that's what fiction is supposed to do. I don't think we go for deep, dark lessons in everything that we write. As I say, for me, the entertainment factor is the first thing. The rest of it, if you can learn something from it and take something away, then it's been a success on a different level as well. But primarily, I want to tell a good story that people enjoy, and that they'll want to recommend to other people and say, hey, that was really, you know, a fun story. I enjoyed reading that. It's like a good romance makes you smile at the end of it.
So what was the hardest part of getting As Fate Decrees published?
Patience. Trying to just wait it out and let it go through the process. I think that's the one thing that a lot of people don't understand when they start this thing. And you submit your book, and you really do have to be prepared to wait, because there are so many people involved in it. The people who initially look at it, the editorial team that have to make the final decisions on whether or not it goes that one step further and we see a complete manuscript. Most people don't understand that this process takes a lot of time. And especially with the advent of electronic publishing, where everything moves so quickly. And then if you're going back into traditional publishing, to me, this is the thing that was most shocking, is the time, the amount of time that everything takes. But as I said the last time that we spoke, that time element, too, also gives you time to fine-tune your work and to get a little bit more comfortable with everything. And I think the longer you have to wait for something, the sweeter it is when you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, this contract was a dream come true.
So has your views on e-publishing versus print publishing changed at all?
Not really. I think they both have their place. But for me personally, my goal is to get more toward traditional publishing. Because I really do. I'm old-fashioned enough to want a real book in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like reading entire novels off a screen. I know a lot of people love that. I'm not one of them. For me, a book is the thing you go to the bookstore and buy, settle in and enjoy. It's like a good friend. You want it there with you, real in front of you. So I would vastly prefer to continue with print publishing. I'll always do some electronic publishing, but I'm hoping to change the focus a little bit more over to the print.
Mm-hmm. So, I understand that you're having a book launch coming up in September, I believe?
Yeah, that's September 15th. That's going to be pretty exciting, too. I think the book launch idea is wonderful. I'm really looking forward to it. I've invited some fabulous people. and a lot of interesting people have said that they can't wait to come out to the book launch and do the signing with me and things like this. So I'm kind of interested and anxious to see what actually happens with it.
And which bookstore is it going to be at?
It's going to be at the Chapters outlet at Micmac Mall here in Dartmouth, I think around 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And what I'm hoping to do is not so much a reading and a signing, but meet and greet the people that are there, do a question and answer kind of thing, a chat informally.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would like to read a section out of the book, I'm hoping that maybe somebody might like to do that other than me. And then we can do the signing and just have a good time, I hope.
Are you planning any other events around the launch of the book?
I'm going to take some books out to my sister's office because a lot of her coworkers want to buy it. So we're going to take the books out there and do a signing right in her office. And my brother-in-law, the same thing. And, you know, we'll just see how it goes. But I think it'll be a lot of fun. And getting to meet a lot of interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I've got a big fan base. That's kind of global at the moment. There are a lot of people who are ordering the book, and a lot of people who want to send it to me to have it signed, which I think is kind of cool. So, I just think it's going to be a lot of fun. We hope so, anyway.
So, do you think your romance followers will enjoy it as much as they like the other romance novels?
I think it's going to be a mix there, because the romance is actually what drives the book forward, but it's not the key plot itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of the romance expectations are going to go. But that wasn't a romance, and yet really at the core of it, it certainly is, because everything that happens, everything that comes about as the result of this tragic love story, this love triangle that is the whole foundation of the book, even if it's not the in-your-face part of the book. And I think the romance readers will find, some of them will find that very enjoyable, and others will say, well, no, I don't like that as much as I do her other stuff.
What are your thoughts on the editorial side of publishing?
You hear so many editors go, a novel needs a beginning, a middle, and end.
Mm-hmm.
There is a process that you go through, and what happens at the beginning has to affect what happens at the end. And I think this is where a lot of writers get all tangled up, especially new writers. They don't understand that, you know, what you say in chapter 3 has to have an effect, you know, in chapter 7 or 8. Otherwise, it shouldn't be there because it's all supposed to be parts of a puzzle. And you need a complete picture, so everything has to fit. Isolated incidents are for vignettes and short stories, which work very effectively on their own, but not as a combined group to make a novel. With me, I mean, I love the editing process, the working process. Like, once the book has been accepted, then I can't wait to get to the editing, see what has to be done, get it finished so that we can get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
The part that a lot of authors that I know dread is the editing process. To me, that's the fun part. My hard work has been done. I've written the manuscript. The editing now is the feedback and the fine-tuning and the part where we get to discuss it with somebody else who's actually interested in it. And, so I love that part of it. I never have a problem with editors. I haven't yet. And I think that's where a lot of people run into their problems. They think they're being criticized.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're asked to change a thing or maybe rework a thing, they're taking it far too personally.
Yeah. You've
got to look at this from the angle that this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
This is a product. And if we can improve it by working with it, then why shouldn't we do that? I keep telling people who say to me, you know, what advice would you give? And the thing that I keep coming back to is listen to your editors. Don't listen to your mother or your father or your brother or your sister or your best friend, because they're not going to be able to be perfectly honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your editor and do not take what you're told personally. It's not an attack on you. It's a suggestion about the work that you've done. And nobody writes a perfect book. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses. And this is the thing that a lot of people don't seem to understand. There's no such thing as a perfect book. I've already looked at it as fate decrees and seen things that I would have done tremendously differently now, that I think probably could have been strengthened now. But this is the book that I wrote when I wrote it, and I'm still very proud of it. I think it's a good book.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was to write it today, it would be a very different book. But that's growth as a writer. And because I've listened to professional people who have told me, and as I say, you can't take it personally. They're not telling you you're a rotten person or even a rotten writer. They're telling you, this is how we can improve it and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So, my advice has always been perseverance and listen to professionals.
Thank you very much. And
okay, my dear.
I will talk to you later.
Okay, you take care. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, bye.